And who knows how long that sweet by and by will be for each one of us. But we look forward to that day. Thankful for Brother Pete. Thankful for his love for Christ. And looking forward to hearing what God has laid on his heart for us tonight.
Okay, I'm gonna as much as I can. I'm gonna follow this list as close as possible. Why not? I'm the one that made it up, so I guess I better. And as it says, the title is Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 through 21. And the first part is further instruction on the duty of Christians. And first of all, let's have prayer. Sovereign God, Lord Jesus, thank you for your holy scripture and your indwelling presence infused into the spirit of the souls, minds, bodies of your disciples, educating, enabling, leading us to live your theology, philosophy, wisdom, disciplines, and righteousness in the manner acceptable unto you. Amen. Okay, Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 through 21. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man or any woman deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be ye not therefore partakers with them, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Chapter 5, verses 1 through 21 is basically continuation of chapter 4, verses 17 through 32. The genuine disciple of God, Lord Jesus, will live the new life in God, Lord Jesus, performing the duties of Christian brethren to God, Lord Jesus, and one another by being the Lord's obedient children, as befits his dear children. Children desiring to follow God, the Lord Jesus, with all genuineness of spirit, of soul, mind, body, as our rule of life, living, loving Lord Jesus as he loves us. Be much aware. This can mean some, perhaps all of us, could be persecuted, prosecuted, executed for the name of sake in God, Lord Jesus, his gospel, his church, his kingdom. Not that any will be sacrificed in manner and purpose as was Jesus, but remember, Lord Jesus warns, we, his disciples, will be hated the same as he. Matthew chapter 24, verse 9, Mark 13, verse 13, and Luke chapter 21, verse 17. Jesus the Christ is the great high priest, our only priest, for he sacrificed himself to redeem us from all manner of sin. And in sacrificing himself, he made himself the sacrifice of sweet-smelling savor unto God the Father. So we should sacrifice unto God, for God, to God, willingly, naturally, not begrudgingly, that we present our bodies as living, sweet-smelling sacrifices, wholly acceptable unto God, being not conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of our minds, proving, manifesting that which is good, acceptable, perfect, according to the will of God. How can disciples of God, Lord Jesus, present themselves before God as an offering and sacrifice of sweet-smelling savor? We are not without divine instruction. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 3 through 21 continues that we have learned that which we have learned in chapter 4, verses 17 through 32, how to live as is proper among saints or holy ones, regenerated, converted, repentant, sanctified, abhorring every profanity, impurity, impiety. Among every profanity, impurity, and impiety, and the various mutants or types there are, let not one of these be named, mentioned, noised among us, the attendees of Open Door Bible Church, Middletown, Pennsylvania. Fornication, any type of sexual sin, uncleanness, lewdness, immorality, moral pollution of thought, passions, fantasizing, covetousness. In this case, the covetousness means to satisfy greed for money by theft. People idolize money. Many will do whatever it takes to get it, and they don't care how dishonest it is. Filthiness, shameful, that which is shameful, disgraceful, obscene behavior contrary to that advocated by Lord Jesus. Foolish talking, speech indicative of stupidity. Drunkards, a person with a gutter mouth. The type of words spoken by worldlings, those having no concern for holiness. Jesting, this is coarse, profane speech. Taking that which is said or done, no matter how innocent, and making it obscene. These sins, these activities, these words used to identify, describe these sins must not, will not be used carelessly in the intellect, the thoughts, the speech, the bodies of the disciples of Lord Jesus, for these are defiling, indicative of unregenerated, unconverted, unrepentant, unsanctified persons. Persons spiritually dead. Persons depraved, unholy. Persons on their way to hell. But rather, the Christian, the disciple of Lord Jesus, will use his or her mind, intellect, thoughts, speech, vitality. mobility for the purpose of serving God, Lord Jesus, in some vocation, capacity, including the giving of thanks, gratitude, and thanksgiving unto God, Lord Jesus, for his bestowments, his mercy, all he has done and continues to accomplish for his saints. Verse 5. That was verses 1 through 4, and now we come to 5. Christians, disciples of Lord Jesus, members of God, Lord Jesus' church, his faith, the Christian faith, including Open Door Bible Church in Middletown, Pennsylvania, must not, will not participate in sin of any type, including carelessness or frivolity of words concerning sins. For we know, we have knowledge, that whoremongers, male prostitutes for money, and effeminate, those who are male prostitutes not for money, those persons that are unclean, immoral, those that are covetous. This is another a type of covetousness in which a person is covetous of something others have and defrauds to get the same. There is the idolaters, worshipers of idols. These people have no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Be much assured, persons committing sins, whether mentioned in the Old Testament or the New Testament, in Ephesians or elsewhere, in the Gospels, the Epistles, and Revelation, have no inheritance of the divine salvation promised and already bestowed in the kingdom of Christ and of God. For the rule of Christ and God spiritually in this present life and visibly in the future millennium and in the eternal holy Jerusalem is not evident in that person's life. Number 2, be not deceived, verses 6 through 10. Disciples of God, Lord Jesus, members of the Church of God, Lord Jesus, including the attendees of Open Door Bible Church here in Middletown, Pennsylvania, do not allow neither hypocrite, heretic, nor apostate person to deceive, to seduce you into sin of any type, including, of course, heresy, hypocrisy, and even apostasy, by vain words, words that are untrue, heretical, words contrary to the holiness of God, Lord Jesus. For this we know, the wrath, the divine judgment of God is inflicted upon the children of disobedience, children of willful unbelief, children of wickedness. Therefore, disciples of God, Lord Jesus, and attendees of Open Door Bible Church, Middletown, Pennsylvania, are instructed by Lord Jesus, by way of the Holy Spirit and Scripture, to be not partakers, do not participate in evil. Many are the descriptions and identities of evil and punishment which we are advised of, warned of in Scripture, Genesis through Revelation, verses 8 through 10. Whereas we were at one time in darkness, we were in a state of ignorance concerning spiritual matters, and we were in sin. God, Lord Jesus, by way of his Spirit and Scripture, the Holy, began and is continuing to illuminate, enlighten the spirit of our souls, minds, bodies with his theology, philosophy, wisdom, disciplines. Therefore, the Lord is educating us in his knowledge of him and his spiritual matters, making us children of his light and being his, the Lord Jesus, children of his light. It is as such we must and will live. For the fruit, the evidence, the result, the effect of Lord Jesus illuminating and enlightening the human spirit, soul, mind, body by way of the Holy Spirit and Scripture will be the disciple of Lord Jesus. We will show forth the Lord's goodness, disposition, temperament, and character of all virtuousness. That is, and of course, moral excellence and holiness, desirous to live that which God, Lord Jesus, finds acceptable, that which he recognizes as being well-pleasing unto him. Number three, be light, manifest God, Lord Jesus. Starting in number 11. Verses 11 through 21 contains continuous instruction, description, how the disciple of God, Lord Jesus, lives as children of spiritual light in the Lord. The disciple of God, Lord Jesus, must, will refrain from having any fellowship, anything in common, any participation with unfruitful works, unprofitable works, works of spiritual darkness, ignorance of spiritual matters, but will reprove them, expose them, make known those activities that are sin, transgression against God the Lord, and will do so in the same manner and attitude as our Lord Jesus did, as recorded in the Gospels. There must be no silliness, no coarse jesting, no frivolity of words of any kind, in any manner. Care of words and attitude must be exercised when exposing works of sin, for many are so vile and destructive to soul, mind, body, they must be discussed in as little detail as possible. It is a shame, disgraceful, that sin must be exposed, discussed, results made graphic, but they must be discussed with utmost seriousness, to the extent, with intent, a person will be healed of sin, afflicting his or her soul. The scripture includes exposing sins that at one time were done in secret. They were hid, but now many do not try to hide their sin, but they brag about it, do it openly, brazenly, whether hid or open. Though it be politically incorrect, sin must be exposed, rebuked, its hideousness and consequences must be made manifest. Verse 13. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Verse 13 is a reminder of Matthew chapter 5. And verses 14 through 16. Well, let's start at 13. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and trodden under foot of men. We do not want to be that kind of salt that has lost its savor. Therefore, we should be and must be desirous to be the light of the world. The city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it gives light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. It is also a reminder, verse 13 is, of John. Chapter 1, starting in verse 1 and going through to 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And John chapter 14, verses 6 through 9, part E. First of all, we had the disciple Thomas asking the Lord, "We know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" Jesus said unto Thomas, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him and have seen him." Philip saith unto him, "Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth." Jesus said unto him, "Have I been so long with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father." God, Lord Jesus, visible on earth, was the light of God, and his holiness unto mankind. God, Lord Jesus, ascended into paradise, and is invisible to man, yet continues to be light of God and his holiness unto mankind by way of his scripture, and intends, purposes, that we, his disciples, will by way of his spirit and scripture, the holy, are accountable unto him to be light, revelation of him and his holiness unto one another and those lost in sin. Christians, genuine, must, will, manifest, give light to that which God, Lord Jesus, has decreed, declared is sin, that which sin itself proves, evidences, is evil by evidencing results of sin, dissipation, physical destruction, rottenness of soul, mind, body. Verses 14 and 15. Christians, whether young in age and Christian experience, or let's say that they are young in age, and yet they are old in Christian experience. Christians, whether old of age and either young in Christian experience or old in Christian experience, both must awaken, arise out of sluggishness, of sleepiness, of spiritual lethargy and spiritual deadness. For by his Spirit and Scripture, God, Lord Jesus, is giving and shining his light of his theology, philosophy, wisdom, disciplines upon us, his disciples, that we be continually awake to receive, learn, and live more intense experiential knowledge of him and spiritual matters, progressing in sanctification unto him. Persons, unregenerate, unconverted, unrepentant, undisciplined, unbelievers, rejectors of God's light, the Christian Holy Bible, and Holy Spirit, have responsibility to respond positively to the light of the gospel, believing unto salvation, awakening out of spiritual deadness. Christians genuine have the light of God, Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit, within our spirit, soul, mind, bodies. We have his light, the Christian Holy Bible, in our minds, in our hands. We are the more responsible to think, speak, live in a circumspect manner. That is, carefully, wisely, as God, Lord Jesus, commands, advises, enables, leads us to live. Verses 16 and 17. Therefore, genuine Christians, disciples of God, Lord Jesus, and, of course, attendees of Open Door Bible Church in Middletown, Pennsylvania, must not be, will not be as fools, unwise, but will be wise, redeeming, using the time, the days, months, years we have left wisely for God, Lord Jesus, his faith, his church, his gospel, his kingdom. Because the days of the generation of most people are wicked, idolatrous, perverse, and it will get worse. Christians genuine, the disciples of God, Lord Jesus, must not, will not be unwise, ignorant, unlearned in the truth of God, Lord Jesus, a scripture, and be enslaved to human opinions and traditions, but with the sense of urgency, will learn, study, apply the Lord's gospel, the Christian Holy Bible, continually, that we know the will, the intent, the purpose of the Lord, showing ourselves to be the Lord's disciples, heirs of eternal life, conformed to the Lord's divine will. The Lord's standards must be our standards, the Lord's rules of conduct, our rule of conduct, and one of the Lord's rules of conduct, that is one of the Christian's rules of conduct, is number 4, be filled with the Spirit, have union with God, Lord Jesus. Christians, genuine disciples of God, Lord Jesus, attendees of Open Door Bible Church in Middletown, Pennsylvania, will not be among those that drink wine or any other alcoholic beverage. To do so is to risk becoming a drunkard. It is to live in counsels of ungodliness, standing in a life of sin, and to sit with those scorning Lord God, Lord God Almighty Jesus. It is a destructive course of life, revelry, debauchery, and riot. It is idolatry. It is the worship of a Roman deity named Bacchus. In the Greek, he's called Zeus. Remember, wine is fermented. Not only is it intoxicating, affecting adversely the mind and senses, it is rotted, and in due time rots, destroys the body. It's for good reason that many of the older people always referred to it as rot gut. That is exactly what it does. Rather than filled with alcohol or intoxicants, disciples of God, Lord Jesus, attendees of Open Door Bible Church, Middletown, Pennsylvania, will be filled to overflowing with the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, Lord Jesus. How? By being filled with conscious continuation of obedience to the leading of the Holy Spirit by way of the Holy Scripture. Luke records in chapter 6, verse 46, Jesus asking the rhetorical question, why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? In Hebrews chapter 5, verse 9, the amanuensis writes that Jesus, being perfect, is the author of eternal salvation to all they that obey him. Submission to the authority of God, Lord Jesus, is essential for the filling of the Holy Spirit. For the filling of the Holy Spirit is not done by us, but is done in us that allow him to fill us. with God's life, character, virtue, that He, the Spirit, will control our thoughts, attitudes, actions. The filling of the Spirit is the work of the Holy Spirit through our willing submission to Lord Jesus. Our submission to Lord Jesus and His Spirit is not an option, it is His mandate. There is infinite depth to God's glory in Christ Jesus, and genuine Christians will seek deeper experiential knowledge of Christ's love and empowerment for life, for living, for service. This is done by diligent study, learning, application of Scripture. For in the Holy Scripture, there is God's theology, philosophy, wisdom, revelation, spiritual strength. Lord Jesus fills with His Spirit. For the intent, His disciples use the filling of the Spirit to represent, to serve Him, to demonstrate the union He intends, purposes to have with His disciples. Verses 19 to 21. And in verses 19 through 21, we are advised of some evidences of union with God, Lord Jesus. Christians will naturally, joyfully speak and sing the Psalms of the Old Testament. Hymns, songs in honor of God to God, spiritual songs, songs celebrating God, Lord Jesus. These hymnody can be done without or with musical instruments, but they are to have a certain amount of melody. These hymnody are to be done in congregation and to oneself, and done with giving of thanks unto God as God, being our Heavenly Father, and being God self-manifest in human flesh, Lord Jesus the Christ, our Savior, Redeemer, High Priest, High Tower. And thanksgiving must be given unto God, Lord Jesus, for fellow Christians, whoever, wherever they be. Verse 21, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. It must be the disciples of God, Lord Jesus, the members and attendees of the local Christian congregation, including, of course, Open Door Bible Church, Middletown, Pennsylvania, are able to, will do all that they do in a reverence to the glory and honor of God, Lord Jesus. It must be disciples. Brothers and sisters in God, Lord Jesus, are able to discuss spiritual matters of Christian theology, philosophy, wisdom, disciplines as iron sharpeneth iron, being spiritual help to one another, having fellowship with one another to the glory and honor of God, Lord Jesus. Observation. God, Lord Jesus, throughout His philosophy for living the Christian life, Matthew chapter 5, verses 3 through chapter 7, verse 21 or 27, better known as the Sermon on the Mount, and in the whole of His Scripture, underscores that only they, having the qualities of the changed life in Him, Jesus, are described in His Scripture, are citizens in His kingdom, the eternal Holy Jerusalem. Application. Make every effort, opportunity to read, learn, study the Christian Holy Bible. Being filled by and with God, Lord Jesus' Spirit, to live the manner of life, character, virtues, thoughts, attitudes, and actions He, Jesus, prescribes and commands for us, His disciples. The attendees of Open Door Bible Church, Middletown, Pennsylvania. That is all. Amen.
Thank you, Pete. I'm learning as he presents the word to us, as he's sharing the word and reading the word. I've been learning to read the word along with him, because as he goes, I've really appreciated how it's almost like he's given a commentary on the word as he walks through it. And I hope you wrote some notes down, because one statement he said was really jumped out to me. He says, God never leads us into darkness or ignorance of himself. I'm thankful that God does that. Speaking to they who find him holy, you know, we seek him and we find him wholly true. So we think of chapter 5. There's a lot of stuff in there, and Pete went through a lot in a short amount of time, very condensed. I'd encourage us to maybe read through this chapter some more throughout this week. Did you hear him reference Open Door Bible Church in Middletown, Pennsylvania? I appreciate that he did that, because it really brings it to heart. This is church at large, but it's also church micro, us. And so we need to make carefully how we live, how we walk. And I also liked how he said, Christians genuine. Genuine Christians. Are we Christians genuine? I pray that we are. And if we are, we're going to be growing in this knowledge of God. It's going to be seen in the way that we live. And so thank you, Pete, for bringing the word to us. He's given us much to think about. And I pray that God is glorified as we endeavor together to live out these truths for his glory's sake. We're going to close tonight with another hymn. I stand amazed in the presence, and it's